I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News, in charge of Redoso and Lincoln County. It was the nightmare that New Mexicans hoped would not happen, but it did on Thursday, as New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham came within an eyelash of shutting down the state again. Grisham stated that because of the hike in COVID-19 cases here in the state, indoor seating at restaurants and breweries would again be restricted, effective on Monday. Patio and outdoor seating will be permitted to continue at 50% maximum occupancy. Also, restaurants may continue with carryout and delivery services, and breweries will continue to provide curbside pickup service as well. The governor also announced a delay to high school football and soccer, which are considered both contact sports, and those sports could be moved to the spring. And the hybrid plan for reopening the schools at half capacity could be endangered if the spread of the COVID-19 does not recede. We get reaction from Representative James Townsend of Artesia, who's also the minority floor leader.
We did have a conversation with the governor's office before she made the announcement. Tried my best to talk her out of it and to tell them that we thought it was the wrong decision. I have a hard time understanding why we are putting businesses out of business, people losing jobs in areas where there's not an issue.
School districts across the state were already about to implement their hybrid back-to-school plans. Now all that is up in the air. Ruidoso Superintendent Dr. George Bicker reacts.
Governor's words seemed a little ominous today about whether we're going to get there and have the in-person part come August. That's what worried me the most today.
In charge of the news for Ruidoso and Lincoln County, I'm Tom A. Reese.